That was America on your radio, friend. It's 18 minutes after 10 o'clock on a tremendous Tuesday. Glenn Klein in the studio along with Mark Eichhorst and my parents, Bob and Eileen Klein. Didn't know I was from the South, did you?
No, not until today.
I lived there for 21 years in Tampa, Florida. Tampa really getting hit hard by some storms. You know, they think we got bad weather. They get it once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
And my sons, Joseph and Judah, and my son-in-law, Angel, are literally on their way from Tampa to Mitchell Field right now to participate in the Menominee Fantasy Camp. Jacob Klein is flying in from San Diego tomorrow to Rhinelander International Airport. You ever been to the Rhinelander International Airport?
No, I haven't.
It's really impressive. I mean, that rivals LAX, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's
absolutely.
Really one terminal. But they got a bar. So you had a very busy weekend, Mr. Racine.
Yes, I did.
In your roving reporter role, who'd you talk to?
Well, it started out on Friday night. I went down to one of our first Fridays, which we had the first of the month. Every month, and I call it Racine's biggest social gathering. And got down there, and the DRC, Downtown Racine Corporation, hires some kids to be Racine ambassadors throughout the summer, and I got to talk to two of them, Abby Lash and Jeremy Dodds, and I asked them about their jobs as ambassadors and what they feel an ambassador should be and what they've learned about Downtown Racine since becoming
an ambassador. It's a really neat opportunity to help out people who are new to the area or maybe unfamiliar. We often give directions or talk to them about events that are coming up, so it's a great opportunity to get involved with the community.
And what about for you?
Well, I would say, same. Just being able to go out and talk to people and being out in the community is a great thing to do. Just be out here working for the businesses that, in an era that sometimes might need a little extra help, and making events that can bring people to downtown businesses, great for Racine.
How much did you know about the Racine area before you became an ambassador?
Well, I lived here my whole life, so I knew a decent amount. My dad was a cop here for 30 years, so just being around downtown, I knew a decent amount. I didn't know exactly where every business was. That's part of the territory, being ambassadors, just to know exactly where everything is. But in general, I have been down here quite a bit.
And what about for you?
I also have lived in Racine for my whole life, but I have not been downtown as much as probably most people. So this was a good way for me to get familiar with the businesses down here. And it's been really neat talking to all the business owners and the people who are down here more often. And it's helped me get more familiar with the area.
You spend your time helping people get used to the downtown area and teaching them about the downtown area. What's something you've learned about the downtown area you didn't know prior to taking this job?
I guess I've learned that there are so many neat businesses that I didn't know even existed. Lots of neat shops that maybe from the outside look small, but you walk in and it's a really neat, exciting place to be.
And what about for you? What's something new you learned about the Racine area since becoming an ambassador?
I learned a perspective of small business owners. Just being around and talking to small business owners, getting to know what it's like for them to do business down here, do business in general as a small business. That's definitely a perspective I've learned as being an ambassador and working with them.
What does the term ambassador mean to you?
It means that I am the first contact between visitors and businesses to the Business Improvement District, and first contact being somebody that needs help and us helping them.
And what about for you? What's the term ambassador mean to you?
To me, it means someone who is willing to serve and help out the community and Racine, the businesses, the people as much as they can.
Well, again, both of you, I want to thank you for the job you do day in and day out in telling a great story about our Racine community.
Great, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
What is it with motorcycles in you? They are drawn like flies to honey with you.
Yeah, and especially in the downtown area, and especially on our first Friday night, they have special parking for the motorcycles right close to that area, so that's the reason for that. Then after that, I talked to Douglas Suter, who is the head of the band that played down there last Friday night. High Stakes Band, it's called, and we talked about what it's like to be able to entertain on Monument Square in front of a local crowd, and what kind of music they play.
Well, to tell you, this is our first Friday night, our first Friday ever, so it's like a big thing for us to get the exposure with the number of people that come and participate in an event like this. I'm just glad to be here and get the opportunity to be heard by a lot of folks that have never heard us before.
Do you enjoy playing in front of the Racine people?
Oh, I enjoy it. It's a pleasure. You know, when you like music and you enjoy it yourself, you get like a double dose of a good feeling, because if you enjoy it, plus if you know you're entertaining and everyone else is enjoying themselves, it's just a good thing to do.
And how would you describe your music?
Our music would be very diverse. I think we cross a lot of borders. Almost to say that we got something for almost everyone.
You know what? There's a company out there that says, ask me why I like Racine. And I always say it's the diversity. And that's probably the perfect fit down here is having a very diverse music selection.
Yes, I agree with you. I've been going to a lot of clubs and checking out the entertainment around here just to kind of make sure that we're on the right path to being supported by the majority of Racine.
Well, enjoy yourselves, have fun tonight, and entertain the crowd.
All right, thank you.
Ask me why I love Racine.
Yeah, I caught that.
I have an Ask Me Why I Love Racine bumper sticker now.
Yes, I'm
on the Road Warrior out there.
I know you do.
Big Cubs logo.
Yep.
Lightning logo. Camp Menominee logo.
Right. Finally, that night, I talked to Doug Nicholson. Doug owns three downtown businesses. He's a member of the DRC, but he volunteers his time to oversee the beverage concessions on Monument Square for First Fridays, raising money to make sure First Fridays continue. I asked him a little bit about his job, how he got involved with this volunteer project, why, and what are First Fridays all about to him?
Well, when they had a meeting and asked everybody to ask for someone to take over at the beer garden, I was the only bar owner that showed up. I think as Gene Jacobson said, you know, the world is run by people who show up, those that show up. And they asked me to do it. I said, you know, as long as we can purchase a beer through there, and, you know, I'm happy to see how it goes the first year, and, you know, hopefully we can both make a little money.
And it does benefit First Fridays, which makes this a tradition continue. I always call First Fridays Racine's biggest monthly social gathering. How would you describe First Friday?
I would agree with that. It's almost like a reunion. You see a lot of people you haven't seen in a long time. You know, we're so stuck on social media, we get to hear what everybody's doing, but we don't get to see them face to face anymore. And you come down here and you run into all kinds of people you know from the past, and you know, from high school, and you know, people you work with. It's just a great time.
And you get an opportunity to make future friends too.
Absolutely.
Doug Nicholson, thanks for the job you do downtown Racine, and again, thanks for all of your hard work.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
And sometimes you have to take your daughter to the bathroom.
Yeah, it was funny. Just as we got started, it came up.
It was not the only thing you covered this weekend was the First Fridays. You also had the very distinct privilege to cover the huge Rubber Duck Derby.
Yep, down at Island Park, and took place on Saturday afternoon. Unfortunately, the weather didn't cooperate, although the weather may have been, as we talk about, suited for ducks. First person I talked to was a gentleman that we had in studio last week, James Mikma, director of Focus on Community, who shared the proceeds with the Racine Parks Recreation and Cultural Services. We talked a little bit about the event, we talked about the weather, and what the proceeds go for.
Yeah, you know, we're happy the ducks are going to get wet either way, so it's just perfect.
And again, explain what will happen in this race. They'll be dropped from one bridge and then raced to the next bridge. They'll float down the river?
That's right. We're going to dump over 1,000 ducks into the river in about a half an hour here, and they're going to float about 400 yards down the river to the other footbridge, and the fastest duck wins.
Of course, these are plastic ducks that we're
yep.
talking about, but how was it determined, and have you had to watch the flow of the river?
Yeah, we've been keeping a close eye on the flow. We were hoping for more rain earlier this week so we could get a little more flow, but we've been testing it out, and we're pretty confident it's going to be a good time.
And once again, the funds raised today will be split with the Racine Parks Recreation and Cultural Services Department. From your standpoint, focus on community, how will those funds be used?
We work for drug prevention, so we're going to use the money to work with kids to make the city a better place and keep kids off drugs.
That's good.
Yep.
Again, thank you so much for the work you do day in and day out, and let's say hope it's a ducky day.
Yeah, thank you so much. We're going to have a good time. It's been fun already.
You love ducks, don't you?
Not necessarily.
You requested a rubber ducky for a tune when Jason was here.
Thought that was a good lead into the story.
Very good point. Good radio, Mark.
Next, I talked to City Administrator Tom Friedel, who was down there watching the proceeds, and he's a bit of a historian on Island Park.
Well, this park, Horlick Park and Lewis Field, which they were christened as donated by the Lewis family and the Horlick family, and they were crafted and designed by Jens Jensen, the very famous landscape architect. Racine had the foresight in 1904 to set aside this land and hire someone to really do a good job of laying it out. And look at this, 100 and some years later, and it's still here and very functional.
One thing you can't control is the weather and the flow of the river. How does one determine how a river flows?
Well, we know the river flows from west to easterly into the Lake Michigan eventually, but on any given day, it ebbs and flows, and maybe this rain that's coming down will help it flow.
Yeah, it's weather fit for ducks, that's for sure.
All right, Mark, funny.
You know, Mark was a stand-up comedian at one time, believe it or not.
Way back when, yeah.
How does one determine how a river flows?
Yeah. I mean, well, the current was changing. It probably changed three or four times when I was there.
I saw the highlights of the Duck Derby on ESPN on SportsCenter.
Yeah.
But I had the sound down. Who won?
In the corporate race, Educators Credit Union came in first, Journal Times second, Racine Art Museum third. In the feature race, which was 1,000 of the smaller ducks, Stephanie Hollum's duck came in first, Christine Ruggerber came in second, and Daniel Roberts third. And then 4 through 10, they've got some gift prizes. Those first three got cash prizes. They also had some ducks that were artfully designed, as you might say. And Super Duck came in first, and Duck in Sheep's Clothing came in second. The People's Choice winner, which saw the ducks down on First Friday at the Art Museum, was Michelangelo, the Teenage Ninja Turtle. And my two favorites was there was a duck called My Racine, who was wearing all sorts of things from Racine. And then they had a duck dressed up in a Green Bay Packer uniform, and it was entitled Go Quack Go.
Oh, that's clever.
That's what I thought, too.
That was very clever. And all right, trivia question for you, Mark. Who sang the song Disco Duck from the 1970s?
You've got me.
Rick Dees.
Okay.
With Disco Duck, one of the worst songs in the history of music. He was a DJ, too, yeah. Rick Dees.
Lastly, I talked to Tom Walbeck.
You don't want to talk about Rick Dees? No. Disco Duck?
I just want to get this in.
It's all right. We're okay. Fine. I'm at the helm here.
All right. But Tom Walbeck, Director of Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services, and we kind of talked about the term current conditions.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that it seems like it's going one way at one time and back the other way. The start seemed to be at that end where it was going the wrong way. But they finished, and we have first, second, and third places, so it's good.
Obviously, you said you've done some really not dry runs, probably better named wet runs earlier in the week. Is this something that you anticipated might be a little bit of a problem, the currents?
Definitely. That's why we have some of our staff in waders in the water and on the shoreline to push the ducks along, just in case if they got caught or if the current was going the wrong way. And it definitely helped for today.
Focus on community helps a lot of young people with some drug problems and a very important part of our community. And these funds are being split by Focus on Community in the Parks and Recs Department. The funds raised by the Parks and Recs Department today, what would they be used for?
Mainly for our youth programs. We want to kind of help out with our community centers with some of the activities that they have there. Most of those activities that we do there are absolutely free or at really reduced costs. So we're using this money that we make today going right back into the community center programs.
Great idea. Well attended for the first year. And hopefully this will become an annual event.
That's what our hopes are. So we definitely, a couple more years for sure is what the guess is.
Sounds like it'll fit the bill, right?
Oh, nice one. I like it.
Fit the bill.
Yep. You know, a big salute to all the volunteers who made that event possible, especially those who went into the river with waders on and in canoes and paddles and stuff to get the flow of the ducks so they would go down the river. And as I said, it was raining, well attended. for the first year and a fun event.
Well, it's always fun to see you. You're going to hang around for the community conversation coming up after the news, right?
Right.
We've got Jeff Collin, former Camp Cahuaga camper.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about that. But primarily, he's the CEO and president of the Racine YMCA. They've got the Lighthouse Run coming up on June 18th.
Right. That's another great race in the area. It has a long-time tradition in our community. I will be doing the roving reporter for that, but I'll also be their guest announcer and starting the races and stuff down there. I did that last year, and looking forward to it.
You're going to shoot a starting gun?
No, I don't. Somebody else does.
Oh, okay. I'm glad we got that straightened out. So we're going to have Jeff Collin. We're going to have Mark Eich. Of course, my mom and dad are hanging around. And when we come back after the news, Rick Dees and Disco Duck. Do not miss it.
Be an Earth Angel. Fountain Hills Apartments, Racine Commons, Heartland Hospice, Home Care, and Azura Memory Care are holding a benefit to support the Racine Hospitality Center.